Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Inspired by our friend at the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic, shooting a hole-in-one off of a toilet seat, what is that one wild or unbelievable moment that you will never stop talking about in your life? 206-803-ROCK.
I love this one because it makes me think about the Seahawks back when they won the Super Bowl. This is from a man that calls himself Jazzman, or it could be a female, I can't tell. But I was at the Super Bowl parade in downtown Seattle with my mouth wide open waiting for Marshawn to pass by, and sure enough, he threw me a Skittles and it landed right in the side of my mouth. I'll never forget it.
That's like being blessed by the Pope.
Quite up there. I actually think it's better than being blessed by the Pope.
I would take that over being blessed by the Pope any day.
Why is Marshawn Lynch our Pope? I mean, if we're going to be making popes from Chicago, we might as well have Marshawn. Beast mode Pope.
Lean into it all the way.
Beast Pope.
Oh, I love that. Let's start a petition.
Okay. Oh, well. Somebody texts in, is keeping in line with Seattle sports. I once caught a foul ball at a Mariners game with a nacho tray in one hand. My wife still gives me a hard time because I constantly bring it up.
Wow. Okay, that's rad.
Yeah, you need a new wife. She should be proud of you for that.
Were the nachos ruined, though?
I don't know. I would think that he would say that if the nachos went everywhere.
Oh, could you imagine getting just like splattered with nacho?
I don't know
cheese?
Anybody. I know we've had people call in before and tell stories about catching foul ball. I don't know anyone that's ever caught a foul ball.
I've been hit by a foul ball.
At the Everett Aquasox game.
Yeah, the Aquasox game. That was not fun at all. Don't recommend.
Where did it hit you again?
Like
in the back,
right?
Right
in the shoulder blade, yeah. Oh, it took me down. Knocked the wind out of me. I didn't even see it coming, Steve.
I mean, we're going to the ball game on Wednesday. Should we try and recreate it?
No.
Should we get we should get a Mariners jersey. No, that requires paying money. But if we had the time and the cash, we should get Taryn a Mariners jersey with a giant target on the back.
Oh, that's terrible, guys. What do you think the odds are that someone could get hit with a foul ball twice in their life?
Pretty slim.
If anybody could make it happen, though, I feel like it would
be. But you know what? We never thought somebody was going to hit a hole-in-one on a toilet bowl. Oh, so, I mean, dreams can come true.
Here we are.
Somebody texted and said, my dog once locked me out of the house while I was wearing only a robe. I had to crawl through the doggy door, and my neighbor saw it, LOL.
I've heard of that happening in a car before, like where your dog steps on the lock when you get out of the car. Mm-hmm. But never the house. That would be pretty brutal.
Nothing bad happened. I wasn't in a robe or anything like that, but Tatum has locked me out of our house before. Because she's good with like closing the back door, but we just tell her to close the screen. Because it's like a screen and then the actual sliding glass door. She'll close that sliding glass door, and if she forgets, she'll just, you know, move the lever, and now I'm locked outside, and I'm like, okay, this is awkward.
Well, safety first. I'm glad she's locking the doors. That's a good, you know, she's learned a good lesson in life to lock the doors.
Yeah, but then there are times I get home, and I let the dogs out, like, the door is unlocked. So maybe she is trying to keep me out of the house.
I think it's obviously you're the problem.
You know what, the one that I have a few that I thought of one when we were listening to the Smashing Pumpkins 1979. Many, many years ago when I worked at the End, the Smashing Pumpkins performed an End session. And that's like a small, intimate concert with just a handful of listeners that win it. So we did it somewhere in Columbia City, I think at the Columbia City Theater. I can't remember that, but Chris Novoselic from Nirvana decided to come and check it out, which was really freaking cool. And then I realized while I'm watching Smashing Pumpkins perform 1979, I look right next to me and there's Chris just standing right next to me. And mind you, he's never been the type that dresses conventional.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure he had plans to go fishing after this concert because he had like those fishing boots, the
galoshes.
Ones that, yes.
Like you're like the waiters. Yeah.
Yes. And they were pulled over his jeans and he's just grooving to the Smashing Pumpkins 1979. Every time I hear that song, I instantly picture the time that I was kind of sort of dancing with Chris Novoselic of Nirvana. No, mind you, I was just standing there side-eyeing him like, what the hell's going on? But it was awesome.
Oh, I mean, you should have asked him to go fishing with you.
Okay, next time.
Next time.
I don't even know if he was going fishing. Maybe he was just jumping in some muddy puddles. I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Legendary.
Danny, what about you? Do you have one that you always love to bring up?
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous necessarily. The one that like everyone just always reminds me of was when I got hit by a car in fifth grade.
And I don't know this one.
Oh yeah, I cracked my head open. I was riding my bike.
That explains it.
And my hair too. Yeah, no, I was riding my bike in fifth grade and I got hit by a car from behind and I did a flippy flip on my bike and fell off and skinned my whole back, cracked my head open.
How many staples or stitches?
I think I had like 9 to 15 stitches in my head, and then they had to do like the whole graphing of my skin on my back because it was essentially just like
hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger in my back. It was pretty crazy, and like that's one that my family will still just bring up today. It was just like, hey, remember when Daniel got hit by a car?
Wow,
it does explain so many things about
wow,
you.
Wow, okay.
My brother one time got hit by a car, and I'll never forget that. Like when we were kids, and it was right in front of our house. We're all playing, I think, like wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you hear that loud sound of a car going. And like there's like bushes, but the bushes weren't super high, but they're high enough so you can't see the car. So we couldn't see happened. But I saw my brother flying in the air. It was, dude, like I thought I saw my brother get murdered. And thankfully he was fine. I mean, he had some like knee issues after that for a little bit, but like it could have been way worse.
Walk it off, kid.
You're right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.